season is upon us.
Question is this team ready? Sean Hill or no Sean Hill? Defense, offense, special teams. Is this team ready as Jeff Fisher walks out to midfield and shake hands with Joe Philbin for the regular season, guys?
Hi, everybody. We're here with Fisher up front. I'm Miles Simmons, Rams Insider, here with Jeff Fisher, head coach of the St. Louis Rams. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well, myself. All right. Well, you guys just wrapped up the preseason last week in Miami. In general, how do you feel that the preseason and training camp went for you guys?
You know, the entire camp, or the entire offseason for that matter, went real well. You know, I was pleased with the OTAs, pleased with the work that the guys got done on their own during the summer. They came back in great shape, and, you know, we got quality work done throughout the preseason. And, you know, from the fan fest at the stadium right to the preseason games, you know, I felt like we got better and better. And so, you know, obviously we faced that one major setback that I'm sure we'll talk to you about, but beyond that, we have a young team that's really excited about playing right now.
Well, then one of the, you know, bigger off-season changes that you guys made was bringing in Greg Williams as the defensive coordinator. So what's it been like to work with him again, and what can fans expect from a Greg Williams coach defense?
Well, as everybody knows, we gave it a shot a couple years ago. It didn't work out, but it's great to have him back. The system went in for a couple months before Greg was dismissed 2 years ago, so it's good to get back to the system. There's familiarity there with the players. He's got a good feel for, obviously, what he's doing and coordinating the entire defensive room, and did a good job with it. So we didn't do a whole lot this preseason, but we've held some things back. We didn't game plan per se. As we speak now, the defensive staff is game planning. You know, I'll be involved in that, and excited to have him back.
And then you alluded to this, but, you know, obviously Sam Bradford is now out for the season after re-injuring that knee, and we all feel for Sam, of course. But, you know, you now have Sean Hill, and he's here, and you've talked a lot about him this week. But what are some of the attributes you think he brings to the starting quarterback position?
You know, Sean, first and foremost, he's experienced. You know, the game has really slowed down for him now at his age. He makes good decisions. He's got, you know, good arm strength and has a good understanding of our system. So, you know, the players around him have to do their job. He's expecting them to do their job. For example, the receiver needs to get the right depth and be where he needs to be because the ball's coming out. And so then, of course, the better we run the football, more often than we do, the more success he'll have. But he's got natural leader instincts, and, you know, he's a great teammate. Guys are going to rally around him.
Now, of course, first game is coming up September 7th against the Vikings, and they've got a new coach, but they also still have Adrian Peterson. So how do you have to go about planning to stop a guy like that?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you understand that the ability that he has. He hasn't done anything in the preseason, but we know he's still a very, very explosive running back. Coach Zimmer, as a defensive coach, he'll have his defense ready to play. They play outstanding defense there in Cincinnati over the last few years under his guidance. And then we're very familiar with North Turner, who's the offensive coordinator. And we know what he can do. And he's going to have his team prepared. He probably didn't show much and doesn't usually show much in the preseason. So, you know, we have to go back and do our homework, which the defensive staff has. So I think it'll be a great matchup.
Now, you've been a head coach in this league for a long time now, but, you know, this opening day in the NFL, is that still a little bit special to you?
It's there's so much excitement, enthusiasm, you know, it's simply because we're starting on Thursdays now. You get going early, and, you know, and opening day is one thing, but opening at home is another. Players really like that. That's a great experience. You know, we expect a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, and hopefully that stuff will carry over throughout the season.